Chapter 18. Charles P. Sambailo. Things were really going well the first few months into my first flying job. I stayed busy flying a lot, keeping the company airplanes super clean, and attending to our customers. One of our clients was Charles P. Sambailo. Mr. Sambailo went by Chuck around the airport. Chuck owned the Sambailo Paper Company, in Watsonville, California. Like many of the successful businessmen in Watsonville, Chuck liked to, and could afford to, hang out and spend time visiting at the airport during normal daytime work hours. With everything going so well with my new job, it came as a total surprise when I was informed that I was now being laid off. It was stated to be a temporary layoff. It was explained that when I acquired my commercial pilot certificate, I would be rehired to fly the company contracted prisoner transportation flights. Watsonville Aviation Service had recently won the contract to provide air transportation services for the Santa Cruz and Monterey County Sheriff Departments. Until I acquired my commercial pilot certificate, Freeman, and our chief instructor Michael Bruce Church, would have to fly the prisoners. The layoff notice initially left me in a quandary, but not for long. One of our good clients was Jim Taylor. Jim loved flying and hanging out at the airport, when he wasn't attending to the laundromat business that he owned. Jim was an excellent and prominent businessman in Watsonville. I observed that he was always happy and upbeat to be around. Jim had a lovely wife, blue eyes and blonde hair, and two young sons. Jim invited me into his home often to have supper with his family. Jim's wife was an amazing cook and homemaker. It would take a Hemingway or Steinbeck to describe how good her cooking was. Jim also worked a part-time job at the Homart supermarket in Watsonville. Homart was owned and operated by a very nice Chinese family. Jim was kind enough to recommend me to the owner for a job at Homart, and the owner hired me. I was hired as a stocker. In addition to stocking, I bagged and carried out groceries for pretty California housewives. Though I liked my job at Homart, it was never going to enable me to earn enough income to fund the additional pilot certifications, to become a fully certificated professional aviator. On time off from the store, I spent my time at the Watsonville Airport watching airport flight operations. It was on one such outing at the airport that I crossed paths with Chuck Sambailo in the parking lot. When Chuck saw me, he said, "Hey, Mark, where have you been? I haven't seen you around lately." I told Chuck about my layoff at Watsonville Aviation Service, and that I was working at Homart. I told Chuck that they are going to hire me back when I get my commercial pilot certification completed. Chuck asked me how much it would cost me to complete my certification. I told Chuck the amount. Chuck then said, "Follow me." I followed Chuck into the office. Chuck told my boss, "I'm paying for Mark's training to complete his commercial pilot certificate." I didn't know what to say to Chuck, other than thanking him. His gift came as a complete surprise. There was no discussion regarding a repayment of the cost of my training, though I did pay him back at a later date. I completed my commercial pilot certification promptly, during my time off from my job at Homart. Michael Bruce Church and Steve Candy flew the commercial pilot maneuvers with me in preparation for the commercial pilot flight test. I also flew several solo practice hours, to develop the necessary proficiency and smoothness to earn my certification. It had taken me 6 months to acquire the required 200 hours for the commercial pilot certificate, following the acquisition of my private pilot certificate. With a written test passed, and all the necessary hours and proficiency obtained, Steve Candy signed me off to take the commercial pilot checkride. On September 6, 1967, I flew solo from Watsonville to the San Jose Municipal Airport, to fly the checkride with the FAA-designated examiner, a woman named Dee Thurmond. Dee gave me a good and thorough checkride. Everything went well, and I was issued my commercial pilot certificate. 7 days later, I would fly my first prisoner run for the Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Department.